The Promise. It's One in Rome in 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East, and this is Coffee Talk for Friday, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Today is Talk Like Shakespeare Day. You know, thous and haths and where arts and all that stuff. Yeah, throw those in a few text messages, see what happens. It's also Picnic Day and Take a Chance Day, a good day to break out of your comfort zone and try something new. You know, life is slowly starting to get back to normal, but people still apparently want to keep working from home, as a brand new survey has found that the attitudes about remote work haven't changed, even after more and more people are getting vaccinated. 65% of those surveyed said they want to keep working from home, and even after COVID ends. 11% said they want a flexible arrangement with some days working remotely and some days at the office. Only 2% said they were looking forward to going back to an office full time. So why do people want to keep working from home? 49% said they still had fears about COVID-19, 46% worry they will lose their flexibility, and 43% think it will negatively affect their work-life balance. Another big reason people want to keep working from home is that it is saving them money. 38% say working from home is saving them more than $5,000 a year, and 20% said they're saving as much as $10,000 a year. The savings are coming from things like not eating out, not buying as much gas for the car, and not needing dry cleaning. Now, you've probably heard of seasonal affective disorder. It's when people get depressed in the winter months due to lack of sunshine. Some people who suffer from SAD even get special lights to simulate sunlight. Well, it turns out there's also such a thing as reverse SAD. It's when people get the blues because of all of that sunlight. Apparently, about 10% of those affected by SAD experience it during the summer months. And how seriously do Italians take their gelato? This gives you a pretty good idea. Some legislators in Italy want to make it illegal to sell bad gelato. Yeah, they want to force fine ice cream makers who add air to gelato to make it a fluffier texture or who use artificial flavors and ingredients. Gelato makers would only be allowed to use milk and its derivatives, eggs, or fresh fruit, or they'll face fines of up to $12,000 for having gelato that's not up to snuff. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.